John, thank you. So energy management, we'll give you an update on the business. First off, $7 billion electrical business inside GE. We serve these five primary segments. You can see our 2012 order profile across those segments to give you a feel for what we do. Our customers here, they demand deep application technical specification capability, and they expect deep electrical product solutions and services across it. To do that, we have 4,000 engineers across energy management. We invest just under 5% of revenue in our products and technology capability. A little bit about the market and environment we play in. $150 billion served market, good growth dynamics underneath it. You heard Dan talk about the oil and gas. Steve will talk about power. Lorenzo on mining. These fundamental infrastructure projects have a lot of electrical infrastructure associated with them, and they provide good underpinnings of growth. Plus, in a lot of developed markets, you have aging infrastructure that customers constantly want greater reliability, greater efficiency. In this room, you know our competitors pretty well. They're good in this space. They have good margins, good returns through cycles. The strategic imperatives and operating imperatives for our business are clear. There's five things that we're focused on. First, executing on the power conversion acquisition. I'll share some pages on that, what we're doing from a technology and an operating perspective and globalizing the business. Build a global focused T&D business, and I'll talk to you about how the XD partnership fits into that. Third, probably one of our biggest opportunities is radically improve our competitive cost structure in the business, and I'll go through the elements associated with that. And we have this opportunity to expand services. Right now, services are about 11% of revenue. For these businesses and where we operate, they should be 15%-20%. We can broaden that franchise and capability associated with it. And I want to show you some examples of how we can add value to GE Markets presence in things like oil and gas. So let's get started on power conversion. We just passed the one-year anniversary on September 2nd. We rebranded the business at the beginning of the year from Convertene, that you may remember, to GE Power Conversion. Business performing well. Orders up 30%, driven by strength in marine, oil and gas services. Real global growth. Latin America with the marine and oil and gas activity is very strong for us right now. Feel good. The integration's on track. We are on pro forma, and I'll show you some activity, but our outlook on synergies are improving. We think we committed to you when we announced the deal that we'd do 250 by year five. We think we'll do better than that. So for power conversion, the imperatives are continue to build on this vertical expertise that they have, but globalize it. They had a lot of deep application technical capability, but a lot of it was sitting in Europe. We got to get it closer to the customer. We can lean into GE to help us do that in places like Latin America, more operational capability there, Australia, China. Not only technical application engineers, technical selling, service, field service engineers, and other capabilities associated with it. Second is continue to build off the heritage of strong product and technology capability, things like the Driivz platform, expand that. There's a lot of technologies that we're pulling from corporate research and development to help accelerate that and build off. We also get some flow down. We're getting some things out of the aviation business that will help that fill some gaps around the rotating equipment portfolio, generators, motors, and we can do a lot around controls and automation. The third, which is operational, this was not the heritage of the power conversion business. This is stuff that we've had to infuse GE leadership around. This is things like on-time delivery, project execution, real good field service execution. We're starting to make headway. We've got good plans here. There's a lot more we can do to have a big impact in this business. I'll show you how we're driving the GE connections. How do we get those synergies? How do we work better together across the portfolio? And then lastly, just like energy management overall, this is one of the foundation blocks where we can be a lot bigger around our service franchise. It's not something that the previous team had focused on and building, and we've put these teams together and trying to build one combined service franchise. So let me go into a couple segments that we play in inside power conversion. Let me start with the marine segment. This is a $12 billion electrical served market growing at 6%. That growth is driven by the trends you heard from Dan around oil and gas. In the merchant ship market, vessels, that's LNG driven. In offshore, it's around drill ships and offshore supply vehicles. vessels. Here, what we do is we provide integrated electrical system coming off the power gen source, the actual generator, all the way through the electrical distribution, the drive, the motor that's driving the electric propulsion, the control systems, and also dynamic positioning to position the ship. Give you a couple examples. First of all, in LNG, here we have a relationship with Hyundai. Here represents two additional ships we won. We now have 15 LNG ships in backlog for us, and we've done 23 with them since inception to date, since the mid-2000 time period. Another one I'd like to give you a perspective on is the offshore. Offshore supply vessels. Here's an example of Squire specific. We'll deliver the electrical packages, dynamic position for eight vessels, valued from electrical perspective for us, just over $70 million. Here, again, we're providing the generation source, the electrical distribution system, the variable speed drives, the motor, and the dynamic positioning and control. What's unique here is the actual pod design. We've eliminated the gearbox. We're actually putting the motor in the thruster. It actually looks, there's a picture down here on the bottom left, a little bit like an aircraft engine hanging off a wing, but it sits off the hull, bottom hull of the vessel. So the motor's embedded with the impeller. More efficient, takes up a lot less space in the hull, so you can haul more supply activity, and the overall electrical system end-to-end is 10%-20% more efficient for the operator. So this is one of leading franchise, real technology, product, service capability that we have in this business. If I were to pick a different, another one, oil and gas, $8 billion electrical served market for us, growing double digit. Dan talked about all the different elements, from drilling to offshore to LNG, refining. There's a lot of electrical infrastructure around these capabilities. So, where we get value, we have a lot of those integrated solutions. Where we can really add a lot more customer value is the integration with oil and gas on the mechanical side to deliver fully integrated packages for the customer. We do have to do this commercially. We got to do this through product development. Dan showed a lot of advanced technologies, a number of compressors that he's working on. We're working on the electric motors and drives that drive those compressors. Project execution, lowering the risk for the customer through joint project execution and integrated systems, and again, here, services. So, here would be an example, LNG. This is a floating production, storage, and offloading platform. Oil and gas is providing the gas turbines. We're providing the generators. A big consumption source of that power, you have to distribute that power. We have the energy management system that's distributing the power. A consumer of that power is Dan's oil and gas compressors, and we have the motors and drives driving that compressor. So again, here, integrated product development, you can shrink the size, space on a floating platforms at a premium, so that's a big deal for our operators. You can increase the efficiency of the integrated system and provide more flexibility to the operators. So again, complete system approach, integration that brings more value to the customer. So, this gets into synergies. When we talked a year ago at the energy meeting, I talked about one of the big drivers for synergies was executing this insourcing, working together, that we had identified through due diligence, closing 16 projects, $500 million, that we were gonna execute on in annual activity by year five. That identified pipeline by year five today is $1 billion. Today, this year, will be $100 million, so it goes to show you the growth that's gonna happen over the next 5 years, and that's a big driver to those underlying synergies. So we feel we're now on track for probably for looking at year five synergies closer to $300 million for the business. So, you know, power conversion, it's a terrific business. You know, I think it is a game changer for us in a lot of ways around our electrical capability. So what I wanna do is shift gears from that and talk about transmission and distribution. We've built a very focused T&D business around grid automation, protecting the generation asset down through the transmission and distribution network. We provide the monitoring control, the protection schemes associated with that. A lot of the visualization for the utility, also detection, fault restoration activities. We can manage outage management systems for them that allow them to deploy their fleet and manage outages effectively through software offerings, and that's about a $2 billion business for us. One thing that we'd like to have to accelerate that has always been primary equipment, especially high voltage primary equipment. This partnership with XD Electric provides us that capability. XD is a leading China T&D player. They play in one of the largest T&D markets in the world. They have good high-voltage technology, a broad offering from transformers, gas-insulated switchgears to breaker capability. They have a good cost position and good overall technology. So we think that the real power here for us in building this business is the ability to distribute their high voltage, but to be able to package it with our grid automation offering. By doing that, we more than double the accessible market for us around grid automation, allow us to accelerate the growth of that piece of our business. Provide customers more integrated solutions, more integrated project management and execution capability around it. So, third point, margins. For us, this is a big opportunity for us. We're well below peers, as Jeff said, in regards to our execution. This is a business that we should be able to run at 10% margins, more in line with our peers. We've got the opportunity to do this. There's four primary drivers. The first one being as we execute on power conversion, burn off the integration acquisition accounting, continue to execute on those synergies. Just getting power conversion to 10% operating profit rate delivers 200 basis points overall margin expansion for energy management, which is an important part of that. And longer term, we think we can run power conversion element more in the mid-teens. The two other elements are about attacking the cost structure of the business. We are extremely fragmented, both from a variable cost, products cost, and a base cost perspective. When you look at our product costs, we have too many SKUs, we have too many factories, we have too many suppliers, and too many sole source suppliers. Our designs aren't modular enough with not enough late point ID. So we've got game plans around reducing those across the suppliers, the factories, the sole sources. There's opportunities to do 20 to 50% reduction across the board there. So we're attacking that variable cost structure, improving the competitiveness of the product. The second point is around base cost. Ready-to-serve costs as a percent of revenue are too high by at least a couple points relative to the industry. Again, this is fragmentation. Too many operations, too many P&Ls, too many structures that we've got to simplify. We've got to lean into some of the bigger company processes, and we've got to simplify our IT infrastructure. I'll give you an example. In these set of businesses, we started the year with 39 ERPs. We will end the year at 30. That number should be no bigger than 3. So with that, as we put that infrastructure in place, reduce the applications around it and other types of activity, streamline business processes, take costs out. So we feel good that we can run this business long-term at 10% plus profitability rate, and it's a key imperative for us to improve this performance. So with that, in summary, what I'd say is we feel good about long-term perspective of the business. We operate in a big, attractive market overall. We really think power conversion is a game changer for us. We have clear indicated actions around changing the cost competitiveness of this business, and we're working every day to make a more competitive electrical franchise for the General Electric Company. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Charlene.